What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Danny's The Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I wanted to dive into a couple of series that I read recently that I enjoyed for very different reasons. Romance series. First off being Past the Monster Meat M'Lady, Volume 1, which is, so the manga of this is by Chika Mizube, but the original light novel is by Kanada Hoshi, and the character designs by Pepperon. And the other series is How to Treat a Lady Knight Right. Lots of tongue twisters with both of these. And this one is done by Kengo Matsumoto. So, both of these series are published by Kodansha Comics. And like I said, I read both of them recently. And I'll have timestamps of when I'm going to talk about which. But just speaking overall in general, I was just kind of just browsing through. So NetGalley is a site that I use to kind of keep up with upcoming releases and stuff. And sometimes they give me access to different series to read digitally. And so I saw both of these were available. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to check them out and stuff. So because I like me a little romance series every now and then, but it's got to kind of catch my attention. And both of these did, like I said, for very different reasons. Because How to Treat a Lady Knight Right is kind of a little bit more, like rom-com from, at least from the first chapter that I, for the first volume that I read. And then Past the Monster Meat, that one, it does have some comedy elements in it, but seems like it might have more of an actual structured story. So, since I just finished reading Past the Monster Meat, I'm going to start with that one first. And then, like I said, check the description for timestamps if you want to jump to How to Treat a Lady Knight Right. So, starting with Past the Monster Meat M'Lady. So, this one kind of caught my attention because in the description, they said it's a fantasy romance for people who are into or who might have enjoyed the series Delicious in Dungeon, which that one has been very high on my list of things that I want to check out because I know, I think that the manga recently ended in Japan, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll read it, but it has an anime coming up in January and it's going to be done by Studio Trigger. So I was like, you know what, I've waited this long, I'll just check out the anime when it drops in January. But yes, if you love Delicious in Dungeon or Drifting Dragons, check this out. So, Past the Monster Meat basically follows a young lady named Malfuria, who a lot of people refer to her as the voracious villainess, all because of her love and interest in eating monster meats and monster delicacies, so like monster fruits and different things like that. And so she's kind of seen as like a weirdo, an outcast or whatever. And so she's kind of in this weird position to where her stepmother, so her father is a earl. So they're of like you know, kind of like low class royalty. But her father's an earl, but her stepmother basically is not down with her eating monster meats and stuff, whatever. And kind of told her like, hey, I'm going to give you 1 year to find a husband, or she is shipping her off to some place or whatever. So Malfuria is at this kind of like a banquet in the capital, you know, trying to mingle, be social or whatever. But of course, everybody sees her. She's not dressed in like the prettiest, most extravagant gown and stuff, whatever. So everybody just talking down on her. And so she's like, man, like, I want to find me somebody that loves me for me, but this might not be it or whatever. And even her father was like, hey, I'm not going to be super tough on who you pick to marry or whatever, but hey, just pick somebody decent. Hey, even if it's just like a decent knight or whatever, I'll be cool with it or whatever. So she's here, whatever, she's wandering around or whatever. And then boom, a monster attacks the banquet and swoops in, Aristide, who is known as the Blood Mad Duke. He swoops in, slays the monster, and it's pretty much almost love at first sight on both sides, because she admires just like how swift he comes in and kills the monster or whatever. And then he is kind of taken aback by her beauty and how she kind of stood her ground as this monster was going to try to attack her, as she was going to try to protect this like elderly couple. So they kind of hit it off instantly, fall in love, in a sense of she kind of starts geeking out about the monster or whatever, because she's like, oh my God, it got his blood on you or whatever. This variant of this monster, its blood is poisonous and da-da-da-da-da. So she's like spitting off all these monster facts or whatever, and then she's like, oh my God, I did it again. I'm gushing over these monsters. He's gonna think I'm a weirdo. But he is infatuated with her knowledge and wants to know more about it or whatever. And long story short, finds out that, oh, you're the one they call the ferocious villainess or whatever. And so basically it just kind of starts to, you kind of start to see that both of them have these monikers, these titles, these nicknames or whatever, that don't really reflect who they are as actual people. And so they both kind of understand how it feels to be in that position. So when she's like, oh, is this the guy that they call the Blood Mad Duke? And then he's like, oh, is this the voracious villainess or whatever? They, like I said, they kind of start to connect or whatever. And as she's talking about the monsters and stuff, whatever, and she even, as a thank you, give him like a sample of like this, like a jerky that she made from this creature from her home land or her, like her village or whatever. And so he's like, yo, this is super dope, this tastes super good or whatever. And like I said, it just continues to build from there. And then eventually it's just kind of funny like how quickly things go or whatever, to where, you know, a little bit later on or whatever, she's heading back home or whatever, but it's a long journey. So in the time it takes for her to travel by carriage back to her home or whatever, he has sent somebody on like a golden eagle thing to deliver a letter to her father asking for her hand in marriage or whatever. And so yeah, so overall, like I said, I don't want to talk about the whole thing or whatever, but like I said, it was just really dope. Like I said, just seeing these two characters kind of hit it off, and then like I said, seeing her love of monsters and stuff whatever, and how to cook them and different things like that, and then him having an interest in and finding out more and eating the monsters and stuff whatever, but he also has a love of hunting and stuff as well, and just kind of just picturing in the long run how these things are going to kind of mesh together. And like the surrounding cast of characters are fantastic, the Duke, his assistant costs it's just so funny and stuff whatever, because he's like, you know, having to put up with, you know, his shenanigans and stuff whatever and things of that nature. And even his older brother, who is like the king or the emperor or whatever, is a funny character and stuff too. So I'm very excited to see more of this series and to follow this cast of characters and to even see more of the backstory, because it seems like we kind of get like a little bit of hint towards the end of the volume that there's some type of backstory going on with her mother, because I'm guessing, you know, if she's, you know, her father's remarried or whatever, that her mother's probably passed away. And it seems like her mother was doing some heavy research into monsters and things like that. And so there's like a laboratory that holds all her mother's research, and kind of the reason why she took on, I guess, that research and her love of monsters and stuff, whatever. So I'm definitely very interested to see where that part of the story goes. So, but yeah, so Past the Monster, Meet Milady. Like I said, I kind of rushed through that story, but like I said, it is definitely one that I highly recommend putting on your radar. Because like I said, like it's the romance is there, the intrigue and the curiosity of like, yo, I can't wait to see all the potential monsters and stuff that they're gonna hunt and cook and stuff, and then like I said, like the intrigue of what happened with her mother and why was her mother researching these monsters or whatever. Lots of good stuff there. So like I said, so definitely check this out. So now jumping over to How to Treat a Lady Knight Right. So this one, whoops, where is my mouse? Sorry. This one follows Leo Cornelia, who is pretty much like one of like the strongest knights in the whole realm. She spent pretty much her whole life on the battlefield. Like, she was trained up from a kid to be a soldier, and so she knows a lot of people look at her a certain way because she has a chiseled physique, as y'all see in the cover art here, and she has scars all over her body and stuff, whatever, from her battles and stuff. But she ends up meeting this guy who, I love the name, his name is Fuli Dent, who just approaches her one day out of nowhere and is like, yo, I love you, I want to be with you, whatever, I love you and all this stuff, whatever. And so she's like, yo, whoa, you're coming a little bit too strong or whatever, and I know you're probably just joking, you're trying to make fun of me, nobody can love me, you know, with a body like this and scars and stuff, whatever. And he's like, no, I love your abs, I love your chiseled physique, and hey, no, I love your scars and yada yada yada. And so the volume just kind of just follows these kind of like little vignettes, so to speak, whatever, of their relationship and their friendship starting to slowly build and to bloom over time, as she slowly starts to realize, like, okay, maybe this guy really does like me for me. And then him being somebody who is just there to cater to her, and just everything, he wants to go with her on her missions and stuff, whatever. He wants to tend to her wounds and stuff when she gets hurt after her battles or whatever. And so it is just something just super sweet and super wholesome. Like, it doesn't seem like it has like a super crazy, in-depth, bigger story to it, like Past the Monster Meet M'lady. But it still has just a sweet, fun, wholesomeness vibe to it. Because like I said, just seeing her blush and taking the compliments and stuff, whatever. And like I said, just seeing Fuli Dent just kind of like fumble over himself, whatever, in like a goofy way, to try to cater to her needs and stuff, whatever. It was just all around a super fun story to read through, whatever. So like I said, I definitely look forward to checking out more of it as the volumes and stuff come out over time. So, but like I said, this one also kind of had some side characters and stuff as well. Like his Fuli has a sister that gets introduced that's also a warrior. She's more of like a hand-to-hand combat warrior and stuff, whatever. So, but so that kind of seeing her and Cornelia kind of butt heads from time to time or whatever, was just kind of cute to see or whatever. So, but yeah, so How to Treat a Lady Knight Right, that one is also out right now. And yeah, like I said, I didn't really have too much more to say on that one. Like I said, I just kind of wanted to kind of keep this one short and sweet. Like I said, I just wanted to show some love to both of these series, and like I said, both romances but on different ends of the spectrum, and I enjoy them for pretty different reasons. So, but yeah, so definitely go check them both out. Let me know what you think of these series. Like I said, have you checked out one or the other or both of them? And let me know what you think. And if you have any other recommendations like this as well, let me know, because like I said, I'm always down to find hidden gems, to check out stuff that maybe a lot of people aren't talking about and stuff, whatever. So, and like I said, I'm very glad that I stumbled across both of these series. So like I said, they're both out right now by the time y'all hearing this. Both of them published by Kodansha. Though I think How to Treat a Lady Knight Right might only be digital. I'm not 100% for sure. But I know Past the Monster Meet M'lady is both physical and digital. So, but anywho, so yeah, so that's some cool romances to check out. And so, as always, you can find me everywhere at Dan Needs to Talk for all your conversations and thoughts surrounding fatherhood and family, manga, anime, and games. And with that, y'all be easy, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.